You're listening to Spilling Ink.
Spilling Ink is brought to you by Bookbranders, your self-publishing concierge.
Hello, everybody, again. I am here with a comic book legend, Jim Starlin. How's it going?
Doing fine.
Excellent, excellent. Very good to meet you, sir.
Another crazy convention.
Another crazy convention. You do a lot of these, don't you?
This year I have. Most of the time I haven't. I was usually down to about one a year, and now with the movie and that, you know, the promotion things and that, so I did quite a few of them this summer.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Now, what do you think of the East Comic Con? Do you think it compares pretty well?
The East one here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been interesting. It's, you know, it's a different setting, and, you know, kind of reminds me of a gun show or something
gun
like
shows.
That. But, you know, we're not used to these wide aisles, and it's nice. It's a nice change.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing other than geographical. Otherwise, it's all the same. It's a cosplayer. It's the comics. It's the fans and the personalities. So,
Have you seen any especially good cosplayers today?
I saw Gamora, like, earlier, and there was a giant Infinity Gauntlet walking around who was my favorite.
People keep telling me about him, and I didn't see him anywhere.
He was around here. I threatened to knock him over at one point. Might have scared him off. I can't imagine he could have stayed in that outfit too long. It was enormous. I mean, he was literally about 8 feet tall, and he looked out through one of the gyms.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know who are watching the show, you actually created Thanos.
And the Infinity Gauntlet.
And the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel when you see these cosplayers that are dressing up as your characters? I mean, how does that work in your brain? How do you feel?
The last 6 months, ever since the movie's come out, has been quite surreal. I've been doing a lot of adjusting and thinking of where all this stuff goes. Because, you know, when I created Thanos 40 years ago, he was this throwaway thing in an Iron Man that I kept coming back to, and he was a cult character. You know, a handful of people knew about him, liked him. It wasn't like the X-Men or anything like that. Now he's a superstar, and I find myself as part of his entourage.
He's the biggest badass in the universe
at
the moment.
Yeah, so, you know, I was taking some adjusting, but I'm enjoying it, enjoying the ride, having a good time, and know my 15 minutes of Andy Warhol Hall of Fame will eventually back away, and I will drift back into bitter obscurity and away from Warhol.
Oh, you are creating your own comics now. Your creator owned comics.
I've always done that too. Yes.
Okay.
I have Dreadstar coming out next year as a collection. It was a thing I did back in the 80s, and we have like 1,300 pages. We're remastering the coloring on, and it'll be out in some kind of book thing here through Omnibus next year.
That's fantastic.
Should be fun.
Beautiful artwork in here. And are you getting a good response from people coming up here and checking out your work?
Oh, yeah. Everybody thinks I can walk on water. What can I tell you? You know, they come up here and I disabuse them of that idea. You know, 15 minutes here and they realize there's nothing serious going on.
Well, and that being said, though, do you sometimes feel like you are this celebrity god that created these amazing comic book characters? Because you did?
Well, celebrity god is...
Maybe
way
embellishing
over
the top. A little bit here.
I mean, okay. You know, because every so often reality hits and you get back to the reality, the actuality that you are just like everybody else. You put your pants on in the morning just like everybody else. You know, I throw them up in the air and jump into them. And, you know, life goes on. I mean, it's not like I can actually do anything. You know, I don't draw anymore, actually. And, you know, it's a phase, and I'm enjoying it, and, you know, it'll go from there. It is strange to see an occasional Gamora pop by with their kids.
I've seen a couple of really, really good Gamoras.
Yeah, they seem to be the popular ones these days, even more so than Thanos and the cosplay. I've seen a wide variety of the characters.
Oh, yeah. Now, you said that you're not drawing anymore.
No, I had an accident. Blew a big hole in my hand with the compressed air explosion. So, you know, I haven't drawn in about a year or so. I'm a writer now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then when you're writing, are you do you have a whole team of writers that you're working with, or are you pretty much writing these on your own?
I write my own. I live up in the woods. You know, I don't have people. I have somebody who occasionally does some scanning for me, but other than that, I'm pretty much, you know, a one-man show.
So you're the lonely writer living in the woods that someday Stephen King's going to write a book about you, and it'll be a freaky character that comes in.
Yeah, I'm the modern-day Hunter Thompson, not in the woods with guns shooting up rocks and trees and stuff like that.
Well, I like your pen here. No, seriously, vote.
Yeah, we're working on making some changes. Hopefully it'll get a little less crazy as we go along. We enjoy the craziness here at the conventions, but outside we wanted to settle down a little bit.
Yeah, it has been an interesting couple of years, hasn't it?
Nightmarish is what I call it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. We don't do politics on our show. Sorry, Katie, I almost got into it.
But. And we're not talking to anybody's specific names.
Trump!
Yeah. But other than that,
the worst thing that ever happened to America. But anyhow.
You can edit this later.
Yes, we certainly will. So what is going to be coming up next, besides the omnibus? What are you writing right now?
November 13th, the second of the Thanos graphic novels comes out that I'm working on with Alan Davis. And he's done 20 pages of the next one, so, you know, I've written the script to that already, so Marvel and I are not actually working together, but I am doing, like, edits on it as Alan gets done. There's some novels I'm working on that are in different stages of completion, and I'll be, once I get done with the circuiting and convention centers, which this isn't the last one, I'll be getting a real hardcover, you know, hard copy publisher that way. That'll be one of the centers of my attention for the next month or so.
Well, I only have one more question for you, and it's because a lot of our viewers are young authors and artists that are just getting into the business, be it with small presses or independent publishing, or still trying to get traditionally published. You know, what can you tell young artists or authors that are trying to get into this business? You know, what would you say, this is a tough time to get into it, or just, you know, go balls to the wall? What's your advice?
It's always a tough time to get into any creative endeavor. You just have to keep trying. If you're writing or drawing, I mean, read, look at, draw everything. Just don't draw comics or whatever you want to, whatever little niche you want to work into. Read Dickens, read Tolstoy, look at Tieplo, look at J.W. Turner. I mean, expand what you're doing, because you don't want to do what's there already, because it becomes a watered-down copy of what is going on already. You want to bring in other influences that will expand what that medium is. And basically, be self-indulgent and experiment. That's my best advice.
That is great advice. Great advice. Well, thank you so much, Jim.
Yeah, sounds real pompous on my part, doesn't it?
No, it sounds great.
All right, great.
Have a great day, sir.
Thank you for listening to Spilling Ink.